Hi there, I'm Gavin Crawford. I'm a writer, an actor, and a comedian. And for the last 8 or 9 years, I have been navigating life with my mother's increasing dementia. Has it been sad? Yeah. Has it been funny? Also, yeah. That's what my brand new podcast series, Let's Not Be Kidding, is about. It's the true story of my life as a comedian, my mom, and dementia. Let's Not Be Kidding, with me, Gavin Crawford. A new 7-part series from CBC Podcasts, available now.
Recreational marijuana becomes legal everywhere in Canada on October 17th. That much you probably already know. It's in the details that you'll find the more interesting ways that communities everywhere are grappling with the impending change. Except not everywhere. In a few places, life simply goes on. There will be no legal pot stores in a handful of towns. The federal government can legalize pot possession and use. The provincial governments can come up with rules and a retail plan. And in some communities, municipal governments can look at all that and say, no, thank you. Welcome to Gimli, Manitoba, one of the towns that pot legalization forgot. So how does that work? And why did this town and a few others turn up their nose at pot stores? Is it an ideological stance? Or is it about the money? And if it is about the money, what happens when the visitors who normally vacation in towns like these decide to take the high road and find a town that does offer Canada's newest legal substance? I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings, and this is The Big Story.
Gimli is where they produce Crown Royal, and it's this fun kind of summer destination for a lot of cottagers. Pretty strange. You won't be able to purchase marijuana there.
Kyle Edwards is a staff writer at Maclean's. He's a native Manitoban. He's been to some of these towns. So, Kyle, how come these towns can decide that the rest of Canada might be legalizing pot, but we're not?
Well, I think there's a distinction there. Pot will be legalized, but you'll be able to go to Gimli, lay on the beach, and smoke weed when it becomes legalized in October.
Is there a beach in Gimli, Manitoba?
Yes, it's the largest harbor on Lake Winnipeg.
Okay.
It's a pretty popular summer party destination in southern Manitoba.
So you'll be able to bring your pot there and smoke it, but you can't buy it.
You won't be able to buy it there. So in December, the Manitoba government gave all of its municipalities the option to vote yes or no to selling retail marijuana within their communities. And most of them said yes, but some of them said no, and Gimli was one of them. And I think a lot of people were actually quite surprised by that because Gimli is where they produce Crown Royal. And again, it's this fun kind of summer destination for a lot of cottagers. So come October, you won't be able to purchase marijuana there.
Where does that decision come from? Because it does seem like it would be kind of a cash crop for a town like that.
Right. So for a lot of the communities that said no to selling retail marijuana, they were a little frustrated with the fact that the money that is made from cannabis taxes in Manitoba will not trickle down in any way to Manitoba towns. And that was essentially the reason why a lot of them said no. One of the mayors I spoke to, the mayor of Gimli, cited too many unknowns when it came to whether they would get a share of the tax revenues that come with weed.
Why won't they get a share of them? Because it does seem like they're bearing a lot of the brunt of the costs of delivering the service.
Exactly. And Manitoba doesn't really have a good explanation for that. They told me that there will be nothing to give in the first year of weed becoming legalized in October, just because I guess there is going to be a lot of costs to the province, that is. Beyond that, though, it's pretty much unknown whether municipalities will get a share of that revenue.
Are they not risking having the same problems they have now with pot on the black market? Like, presumably, the citizens in Gimli who do smoke pot are not now going to go drive down the highway to buy it. They'll continue to buy it from whatever local dealer.
That's always a possibility, right? And I don't know how that dynamic will work, but essentially, if someone from Gimli wanted to buy pot, they would have to go to the neighboring town that said yes.
What's the point of legalizing pot if a town's citizens won't be able to access it?
Well, I think a lot of people in Gimli were really frustrated when the town council essentially voted no. So it was a council vote. It wasn't like a referendum. And only one councillor who I spoke to voted yes to allowing retail cannabis. And she was really frustrated. And she cited the same thing that I mentioned in the story, was that we're a town that produces Crown Royal. It's pretty strange that we're not allowing this in our community.
Every citizen in Gimli presumably had the chance to vote for legal pot by voting for the Liberals who promised it. Is there anything they can do? Is there a referendum
right
on the horizon?
Yes. The province is allowing towns to hold referendums to further decide the issue if they want to. So the mayor of Gimli said that he has no doubt that this will eventually happen for the community, that they'll eventually hold a referendum and that it'll likely vote in favor of allowing retail cannabis in the community. But he's told me that the decision to strike down retail cannabis was just because of too many unknowns. They weren't sure about the social costs that would come with implementing marijuana in the community. So right now, Gimli has, I believe, 3 police officers in the community that they have to pay nearly $500,000 per year to maintain. What he told me was, what if we have to get a 4th? You know, where will that money come from? Since we're not getting a share of the revenue, how are we supposed to pay for an extra police officer when we do legalize marijuana, which may or may not come with more policing responsibilities because of the regulations surrounding weed? What about some of the infrastructure we need to make sure that weed isn't smoked in a certain distance from schools, that sort of thing? So it was just kind of those things that I think were really concerning to him. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's not going to really matter, because if somebody wants to go into town and puff, then that's well within their right.
How does banning the sale of pot in a municipality actually work? Do people who would want to sell marijuana, do they need a license from the town to begin a retail operation and they just would say no?
So it'll kind of work like the LCBO. The license will be distributed by the province, and you have to earn that license. And I, from what I understand, they're not just giving it out. So no mom and pop business in town can just start selling weed.
And so then the town would have essentially told the provincial government no licenses for businesses planning to open in Gimli.
Exactly. So we have this one case where Gimli's kind of like citing more practical reasons as far as, you know, we're not sure about the social costs and that sort of thing. But then you have some towns, more conservative thinking communities, that are just morally against the distribution of marijuana. And that was one town I cited in the story, which was Lac du Bonny. The town council there was just no pot here.
Is this happening in other provinces right now or just Manitoba?
From what I understand, it's just Manitoba.
They're the only province to just say, hey, you guys can individually decide as communities. Who's going to legalize the sale of pot?
Yeah, but in Ontario, Ontario has already put aside a certain percentage of their revenue, I believe, that will specifically go towards municipalities. That's essentially Gimli's fight. You know, you're putting this on us, but what are we going to benefit from this?
I'm still just fascinated by the idea that a majority of the country can vote for this federally. It can be passed. It can be written into law. And then a town can just choose to not sell this. That doesn't happen with any other publicly available service.
Yeah. So I think if you recall back just a few months ago, the negotiations between the federal government and the provinces, they were kind of deciding that they wanted to split the revenue, the tax revenue, 50-50. And so that didn't go over well with a lot of the provinces. So then the feds essentially gave the provinces 75% of the share, with the expectation that that extra 25% would go to municipalities. It made a lot of municipalities in Manitoba really hopeful
that
they were going to get a cut. But that just is not going to be the case for them.
In Manitoba anyway.
Yeah.
Just as a layperson, it seems insane that you would not give the cities a cut, because they're going to be on the ground floor of this.
Again, you have to, I should remind people that most of the municipalities in Manitoba said yes to this.
Yeah.
Believing that this was probably the right thing to do as far as the people within their communities, that they should have access to retail pot within their communities. But there was just those few that were just questioned the fact that they might not get anything out of this.
What's the reaction been like on the ground in Gimli from like ordinary citizens?
Oh, yeah. The mayor was completely vilified as far as his decision to
really
say no. Yeah, he was... He told me that he was bashed on social media. People called him all sorts of names. He went on radio shows and wrote a bunch of letters to the local papers in southern Manitoba that kind of explaining the council's decision, why they chose to do what they did. yeah, he's kind of had to almost rehabilitate his image in a way because people were really upset by it. And Gimli's a pretty, you know, it's a conservative place. A lot of elderly people live there. And even still, people were not happy with that choice.
Is he up for re-election anytime soon?
Oh, yeah. He's up for re-election in later this year, around the same time that weed becomes legalized. He's pretty confident that he smooths things over with his efforts.
What do you think happens? What do you think this town looks like? I mean, you've been there a bunch of times. So what do you think this town looks like a year or two from now? How does it adapt? Are we actually going to see legal pot there?
I think if they hold a referendum this year, which they can if they wanted to, you'll see legal pot there. But I just think that it just makes sense for the community. I have a hard time believing that the town as a whole would just strike it down.
Kyle, why are there so many unique small town stories from Manitoba?
I don't know.
You're from Manitoba, every time McLean's comes out with one of these, this neat thing is happening in this small corner of Canada. I feel like it's disproportionately Manitoban towns.
Right. I feel like I'm the Manitoba correspondent in a way because I write so much about Manitoba. But it's just Manitoba is an interesting place. I mean, if you go to Gimli, they have a rich Icelandic Viking heritage. I mentioned at the top of the story that they have a statue of a Viking overlooking their waters, and it's because they used to be called New Iceland at one point in their history. And so every August, you can go there and they have a Icelandic festival and you can watch people dress up as Vikings.
I love Manitoba. You also have to bring your own pot to go watch the people dress up as Vikings.
Yeah, it's funny, right? If they had legalized marijuana like they said they would on Canada Day, there might have been pot.
Some stoned Vikings walking.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
That was The Big Story. For more, you can visit us at thebigstorypodcast.ca. You can check out our back catalog. You can contact us there or on social media at Big Story Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, anywhere you get your pods, you can find us. You can subscribe for free. You can rate us. You can review us. And you can tell your friends to check us out too. I'm Jordan Heath-Rawlings. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.